Now, boys and girls, I know you sometimes come up the front, but I want you to stay. We've got a silhouette this morning, just where you are. Sometimes when I go to churches, very occasionally they give me something to take away. And I went to a church, let's call it Portobello Old, that's what it is. And they thought it must be really hard trying to organise the church in Edinburgh. And what I'd really need to help me was a big stick. So they had a big stick made for me. And so I thought I'd bring the big stick with me this morning. Would you like to see this? Yeah? Here's a big stick from Portobello. Now, there we are. Nice big stick, nice shiny handle on it, and a wee brass bit at the end so it doesn't wear away. Does anybody know what kind of big stick this is? Yeah. It's a shepherd's stick. You're well done. It's a shepherd's stick. This is sometimes called a crook. In fact, in Scotland, it's sometimes called a cromach. But it's a shepherd's stick. Now, what would you use a stick for if you're a shepherd, do you think? Yeah. You can hook a sheep back if it's stuck somewhere, yes. You can give it a bit of a hook. Worries congregations when I look at them like that, yeah? Yeah, so we can give them... I think what people in Portobello thought I was going to do was a bit of this, don't you? A bit of kind of chasing up. Now, Chris is going to show us a picture. Well, I'm going to show you a picture I brought with me. This is a shepherd in Scotland. You see he's got a stick. Sheepdogs. So he's walking along the road and he's pushing the sheep along the road. And when the sheep wander away, sheep are very prone to wandering away. These ones there. You see them trying to wander? He sends out the dog, chases them in. You seen that happen? So there's a shepherd with his stick, with his dogs, walking behind them, going up the road. Now, Jesus, when he was talking to people, said he was going to be a good shepherd for them. And if this is the only picture of shepherd that we have, maybe we think that Jesus is a kind of person that chases us up and rounds us up and has a hook that pulls us out of holes. I want to show you a picture of the kind of shepherd that Jesus saw. Tell me what's different about that. Yeah. Squeen. He's guiding them, that's right. This shepherd still has a stick, you can see it here. But the shepherds that Jesus saw went in front of the sheep. Now, yeah? Uh-huh. No, he didn't. This is the only person taking these sheep anywhere. And he's got one sheep that the rest are quite keen to follow. So he leads that sheep and the rest follow on behind. Now you see that this shepherd, this good shepherd, when he goes ahead, he goes up the hill first. You see that? He goes up the hill with his stick to help him. And he sees it's all right up the hill. When he's looking for water, he goes first and he finds the water and he sees if it's all right. If the path's a bit narrow, the shepherd goes first, and the sheep follow. This shepherd takes the risks. This is the kind of shepherd that goes to the dangerous place and then asks the sheep to follow when he finds out it's okay. Quite a different thing. So the Jesus that we follow, when he says he's the good shepherd, is thinking of this, that he'll go to the dangerous place, the troubled place, the difficult place, and when it's all right, he asks us to follow. Never asking us to go anywhere he's not been himself. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep know me, and they follow me. And we, in our turn, are like these sheep who follow someone who goes ahead of us, who has checked out the ground, and says it's all right. Let us pray.
Lord Jesus, you are our good shepherd. You go ahead of us to the places of danger and testing. Call us to follow, that we might walk in your footsteps, we might go where you have gone and find the life that you have found. For we ask it of the Father in your name. Amen.